Again? All right, here we go again. My name is Trine Ingram. I'm 43 years old. Today's December 3rd, and I'm speaking with Rory Trevino, who is my daughter. We are recording this interview in Plano, Texas.
Tell me about your parents.
Okay. I was raised by step-parents. My father was...
Adoptive parents.
My stepfather was an alcoholic throughout his life. He was a drunk and not a very nice person. And my stepmother was married to him out of duty. I don't think they even liked each other.
Who do you remember more fondly?
I remember both of them not very fondly.
Why is that?
Because they were not, it wasn't the fun household.
So did you have a better relationship with your siblings?
I'd say so, yes.
So you were adopted, so like what happened to your biological parents?
My biological mother died when I was 2 years old, and my father is still alive, but we were not in contact.
Do you ever want to go meet him or talk to him as an adult?
I have spoken to him as adult, but we do not have a relationship.
Do you wish you did?
Not really.
Okay. What job do you currently hold, and what past jobs have you held?
Currently, I own a business called Phenom Apparel that makes jiu-jitsu and judo uniforms for women. In the past, I've had a construction company here in the United States, and I've been an accountant. And before that, I worked in real estate development, and retail.
Which job did you like the most?
I like my current job very much.
Is it because you get to be creative in like whatever you do? Or like why?
I just like running a business.
All right. Tell me about the love of your life, Mr. Tony Ingram.
Yeah, Tony Ingram and I met 2 years ago.
On where?
Match.com, a very popular dating site, and. We're very happy. We got married in May of 2017, and we're just very compatible, and he's a funny, very calm, and very caring person.
What do you love the most about him?
He doesn't get angry, and he doesn't worry about stuff.
Mm-hmm. What's one thing that if you could change something about him, what would it be? Don't worry, I won't show this to him.
Probably nothing.
Not even the vegetable thing?
It would be nice if he ate vegetables, yes.
Tell me about the most important person in your life right now.
Right now, it would be probably my husband and my kids, because that's all we have in my life.
Why are your kids important?
Well, because they're my kids.
Mom, like, we don't have to be the most important people of your life, but why are we?
Because I have to take care of you.
And if you didn't, would we still be the most important people?
I guess.
Mom,
the stupidest question.
Stop. Okay, so why is Tony the other most important person?
Because no one wants to be alone. No one wants to be old and alone. That's the most miserable way to live. So when you find someone at my age, at his age,
of 100,
it's a very a nice. To have that person.
You waited a long time to get remarried. How does it feel to finally, like, be in a marriage?
It feels great to be married.
Is there anything you miss about the single bachelorette life?
No.
You're all about, you're all Team Tony?
Yes.
Okay. What are your most vivid memories of school?
My most vivid memories are school was fun and it was so easy because I'm generally very smart. So I didn't have any problems getting straight A's, and I was the valedictorian of my school.
You were?
So I had no issues at school whatsoever.
Unlike your children?
Exactly.
Okay, so what, like, classes did you take?
We had foreign language, we had native language, we had physics, we had math, geography, home ed, all of that.
Home ec.
Whatever.
So what languages did you learn in school, and which ones can you still speak?
We learned Estonian, Russian, English, or German. And you could learn French or Finnish if you wanted to.
Can you say something in Estonian?
I can say something in Estonian. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Say something and then tell me what it means.
No, you say what you want to hear.
Okay. Rory is my favorite child. Just say it.
Rory on Molemi Clubs.
Can you speak... Of all the languages that you learn, can you still speak any of them?
Yes.
Which ones? Besides English, because duh.
Russian.
Say something in Russian.
What do you want me to say in Russian?
Christmas is the best holiday.
Oh, that I don't remember.
Really?
I need some practice because it's been years since I spoke it, but now I speak Spanish since I moved here.
Oh, okay. What did you learn in home ec?
We learned sewing, cooking, cleaning, crochet, knitting, everything.
So talk about, like, why did you have to learn, like, how to cook? Okay.
The reason we had to learn how to cook is because I grew up in a socialist country that is very much idolized by the younger generation here in the United States. And many people don't know that in socialist country, you do not have many resources. So you have to be resourceful at home. You have to be able to make, feed a family of five or six with just bones and make soup that lasts a week. You have to be, able to grow your own vegetables and preserve them over winter because there's nothing in the stores. And people don't realize that socialism is very difficult. There is no 10 kinds of cereal or 20 kinds of yogurts in the store. You will have one brand of milk, if that, one meat, one bread, no pre-made foods. Everything is raw material. You have to make everything from scratch. And people don't realize how hard it is to feed a family every day when you go to the store and there is nothing. Maybe a chicken foot, and you have to make soup out of that and feed your children. There is no restaurants. There's no McDonald's. None of it. And people don't realize it. They have this idea in their head that socialism will make everything cheaper, better, more readily available. And the truth is, complete opposite. I grew up in it. I never even ate in a restaurant until I was 19 years old.
19?
We did not have McDonald's or Chick-fil-A. We didn't even have homemade hamburgers because meat was so expensive. Wow. And that is the socialism you guys want to bring here to the United States. I'm telling you.
Okay, question.
You idolize socialism, don't you, with Beto O'Rourke?
I mean, I do support Beto O'Rourke, but I don't want this interview to turn into a screaming match.
No, I'm Mom. Just telling you how okay. people live. Look at Venezuela right
that.
Now, which they're going through. They have no food. There's starvation, and they are a socialist country. That is where I came from. We were rationed. We did not go to the store to buy whatever we wanted. We were rationed 1 kilo of flour, 1 kilo of sugar. You had to make it last. That was only so much food you were given every month. You couldn't just go and buy food because there was nothing. The shelves were empty.
So were there any rich people?
No.
Also, when the Soviet Union broke up and Estonia became its own country again, like, what changes happened?
Estonia became a democratic country and free economy. And people started being entrepreneurs and producing stuff. It wasn't state-controlled anymore. So there was free exchange of goods, trade with neighboring countries, and people started producing goods, broke off from the government-controlled enterprises, and life changed. People, there were rich people who were very creative and crafty and smart. They became very rich, and there were very poor people who couldn't make it in a free economy society because no one was taking care of them anymore. If you didn't know how to do anything, then you just didn't make any money.
So how old were you when this happened?
I was 13, 14 years old.
Did restaurants become popular at this time?
They were very expensive at the time. We could not afford it.
Did you have any jobs? Like when you, like how I worked at Dilla's?
Yes, I was a maid at a hotel when I was 12, 13, and 14, and 15.
Did you make good money?
For a child, yes, I made good money. But I had to spend it to buy a pair of winter boots or a jacket, and that's all that money lasted.
So, like, only necessities, pretty much?
Correct.
Okay, next question. Share your earliest childhood memory, as far back as you can remember.
I don't, probably kindergarten.
What happened in kindergarten?
I just have memories of going to, well, kindergarten over there is not what you call kindergarten here. Kindergarten in Estonia was like daycare here.
So how old were you?
Children went to kindergarten at 2 or 3 years of age. Some as young as 1 and a half.
So did you learn anything?
Yes, you learned everything. You learned how to read. You, not at two, but at four, you started reading, writing. By the time you went to school, you were completely ready to read. You know how to read, and you know how to do arts and crafts and everything. So I remember that time.
Did you have any friends from school that you remember?
Yes.
Who?
From which school?
Like, from, it was, what, kindergarten to 12th grade? Any time.
I'm still in touch with several of the people.
Who is your best friend?
I had a couple of best friends. One of them is a graphic designer now, and she went to art school, and she plays golf. And the other one is a seamstress, and she makes women's clothes. She's a tailor.
Did you have any boyfriends?
No.
No?
No. No, we were proper people. We were not slut people.
Mom, you can't say that. But so I have a boyfriend. What does that make me?
Well, I'm just telling you, we were not people like, we just didn't do it. It wasn't a priority back then.
When you got out of high school, did you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, many years later.
I remember you told me you had a boyfriend who had the same birthday as me.
Yes, that was in college.
Who was he? Didn't he end up being gay?
No, he lives in Italy and...
Ooh.
And I met him on
Match.com?
No, on a tourist trip, and we started dating, and we were back and forth together on and off, because it was long distance, for about a year and a half.
Do you think about him still?
In what way?
Like, wonder how he's doing?
Well, yeah, you, as you run through your memories, sometimes you wonder, where do people are and what do they do? Mm-hmm. But I don't sit and think about him, no.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered when you die?
Well, I think I will be remembered as a successful businesswoman who made a difference in a very masculine sport and industry, which is jiu-jitsu and Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I think I made enough of a difference that people will remember it.
What's the proudest thing you've done? That you really want people to remember?
Well, I built a business.
From the ground up.
And it's been running for 10 years, and it's known all over the world.
In the martial arts community?
Yes. So that's probably...
What else aside from, like, your work? Like, what characteristics do you want people to associate with you?
That I have very low tolerance of nonsense. Yeah, and I'm smart, I'm witty, I'm funny, and I don't have time for nonsense.
Okay. Where do you see our family's legacy? Like, what do you want me and Alex to grow up to do? Like, where do you see us going in the future, like, carrying
on? Well, hopefully you both go to college and find a good job, and I don't have to worry about what you guys are going to do. That you find your way, become young adults, and productive members of the society.
Do you want us to have kids, or do you want to have grandchildren?
I don't have a preference for that.
What do you think you'd be like as a grandma?
I would try to teach the grandchildren as much as I can, but I don't really want to have them over all the time.
What if Tony wants them over?
He doesn't.
How do you know?
We've already discussed it.
So if, let's say I have kids and I ask you to watch them, so I can, you know, I want to be a doctor, so what if I have to go, like, do some doctor stuff and need you to watch them and it's an emergency?
If you have children and you have a husband and you need to figure that out first, we'll watch the kids, but not all the time.
Or if you end up really liking them. I feel like you will.
I don't want to raise your children.
No, Mom, I know that. I don't really even want kids. But a lot of grandparents end up, like, really liking their grandchildren way more than they do their own kids. I guess because they don't have to spend as much time with them.
Maybe.
If I had a grandchild that was exactly like me...
You had a grandchild?
No, if you had a grandchild that was exactly like me, how would you react?
Oh, congratulations then.
Do you think I'd survive raising a kid like me?
No.
Why? I feel like I'm pretty good.
Okay, I thought this interview was about me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go on. What was I like when I was a baby?
You were a beautiful baby.
What did I look like?
Blonde hair, brown eyes. Very Gerber baby.
Was I chunky?
No, not really. A little bit, but not too bad.
Did I cry a lot?
Yes.
Was it stressful?
Yes, very much.
Were you scared being a first-time mother?
A little bit.
Is there any, like, specific memory that you remember?
I just remember going to the hospital on New Year's Eve to give birth on January 1st.
Marisa told me that she remembered when I farted. Like, she met me for the very first time and I farted and y'all had to, like, open windows because it was so bad.
I don't remember.
Tell me where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
We did that already.
I know, but go again.
I grew up in Estonia, and it was a socialist country at the time. So everyone was poor, and we had a very happy childhood because we didn't know we were poor. So we played outside a lot. We skied. We swam in summer. We were outside all the time. So it was a fun, active childhood with no phones, no parent supervision. It was a lot of survival and just exploring and having a good time with friends.
All right. So that will conclude our interview. Thank you so much, Miss Tringram.
Okay, you're welcome.
Mom.
Okay, you need to do this.